Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Is he talking about prayer? No, he's not. What's he talking about? He's talking about doing the works. Everybody say doing. Doing the works. Now, if you look up this word here, ask, where it says, whatever you shall ask in my name, you'll find that that same word is sometimes translated require. Require. Let me read to you from one scholar's definition. These two scholars together, they said this. They said, it means to ask for with urgency, even to the point of demanding. To demand. Interesting. Now, this is where some people get confused. To demand. Did he say, if we put this word in here, require or demand. Let's read it like that. John 14:13. And whatsoever you shall require or demand in my name, that will I do. Verse 14, if you shall require or demand anything in my name, I will do it. Do we have any instances of things in the scripture that would go along with this? Yeah, we do. Lots. Mind if I show you some of it? Now, here's the thing. People think, well, what are you talking about? You're talking about demanding of God? No. Demanding of situations in his name. In the book of Acts, why don't you just turn over there real quickly. Let me show you an example. In the book of Acts, and the third chapter. Now, let me remind you, what is he talking about in that passage? Doing the works, right? And he said, if you believe on me, have faith in my name, the works that I do, you will do also. What kind of works did Jesus do? Now, we told you that many times when Jesus, these works that we're talking about, were not prayer. I'm going to read some of them to you here. Jesus told the nobleman's son, go, your son lives. That's not prayer, but he was healed. Peter's mother-in-law, remember that situation? He rebuked the fever. Fever, get out of here. That's not prayer. But the woman was healed, and that was a work that glorified the Father. He told the leper, be clean. I will. Be thou clean. And he was cleansed. That's not prayer. The man born by four, he said, rise, take up your bed and go. Is he demanding something? Is he requiring something? Is this prayer? Is he asking the Father to do? No, no. He's telling them. He's telling the problem. Right? And it's not a request. Right? It's requiring. You could say demanding. The man at the pool of Bethesda, rise, take up your bed and go. Man with the withered hand, stretch out your hand. I mean, it goes on and on and on. To the deaf, be opened. The blind, look up. The woman with the spirit of infirmity, you're loosed from your infirmity. Right? Is that prayer? No. Is he requiring something? Well, what about us? Are we supposed to operate that way too? Can we? Well, did you hear the verse? He that believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Whatever you require in my name, I'll do it. Can you see it now? Can you see? This is not prayer. Oh, glory to God. Do you see it? I tell you, before you read Acts, how many places are you holding now? Go back to the one you were holding in Matthew. Let me finish this before we read that. Is this okay today? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
This is so important now. We must learn when to pray, when to say. We must learn when to ask of the Father and when to demand of the situation. In Matthew 21, verse 19, he said to the tree, let no fruit grow on you here henceforward forever. Is that prayer? Did he ask the tree to do something? He required it. Right? He told it. He's not asking the Father to do anything with the tree. He's not asking the tree, tree, would you please quit? Right? No. Is he or is he not our example?
Yes.
Are we to operate like he did?
Yes.
Well, it gets even more clear here. He said, presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled. They thought, wow, how soon is the fig tree withered away? They thought, man, now that's a trick. He just spoke to that tree. And that thing withered up from the roots. They were marveling. As most Christians today marvel at what Jesus could do. But what did Jesus say? Are you there? They marveled. And so Jesus said, yeah, I'm the Son of God. I can do stuff like that. Yeah, boys, I got it.
Yeah, right.
I got the touch. I got the word. I wish you did, but you don't. Because you're not me. Is there only one me? Well, I know that sounds funny, but don't you realize that's what millions of Christians believe?
Yeah.
They believe it. They believe, well, yeah, that's Jesus. He could do that. But what's the implied phrase that follows? But not us. I mean, we're just mere mortals. And the devil will say, yeah, worms. What in the world would you think you could do something like what Jesus could do? You've got to be kidding. You got Jesus, and then you got you. And there's a great gulf between the two. Now, I know we're laughing, but you understand most people believe that. They believe that really, really strong. What did Jesus say, though? The disciples were feeling like many Christians today. They go, wow, that's amazing. That's something. You could just speak and it would come to pass. And they're marveling. And Jesus said, verily, I say to you, verily means this is a fact. This is a truth. You can build your life on it. Don't doubt it. If you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this. Whoa. What did he say? Who? Who would not only do this? You shall not only do what? This what? Is he telling them they could do what he just did? Is he? And he goes on, right? If you have faith and don't doubt, you could not only do what I just did. Is that what he said? But also if you would say to the mountain, not pray, say, be removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. Oh, glory to God. Do you see this now? Come on, guys, help me out with this now. Do you believe this?
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Well, now turn over to John 14. Look at it again. John 14. Verse 11. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily. Two verilies. What does that mean? This is a truth. You can build your life on it. Don't doubt it. Don't question it. Verily. Verily, I say to you, he that believes on me. Who is that like that in this room? Who believes on him? He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Oh, I don't think we've seen this like we should. What kind of works did he do? We just got through reading a bunch of them and talking about a bunch of them. He spoke to demons and they stopped and left. He spoke to the wind and waves and they ceased. Right? He rebuked fevers. I remember one of the first times I read that. I'm reading down through there. Peter's mother-in-law is taken with a great fever, the Bible said. Dr. Luke said it. He's a doctor. He knew. It wasn't just a fever. Great fever. And the Bible said Jesus took her and rebuked the fever. Now, I stopped and I thought, well, no, wait. He's not rebuking Peter's mother-in-law. He's not rebuking the devil.
Amen.
He rebuked what?
A fever.
I thought, can a fever hear? You see, we've thought so, you know, we as a generation pride ourselves on our scientific ability. And if we can't see it under a microscope, then it don't exist. Well, that leaves out God, brother. And the Holy Spirit leaves out life. You can't see life under a microscope.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.